More than one tie, more than one lie. A first audio portrait. Today's guest is Arantxa Martinez, a performer and choreographer living in Berlin. Her recent work starts to include her interest in the notion of orality. Last year, she presented Emisiones Cacatúa, a radio project developed together with Nilo Gallego at the Impresentable Festival in Madrid. By organizing this live broadcast in the public garden Esta es una plaza in the Lavapiés neighborhood in Madrid, they try to bring two different socio-cultural contexts together, the artistic context of the festival and the public context of the neighborhood. Apart from this attempt, they engaged in an archive project called Field Recordings, in which they tried, by means of audio recordings, to map out the context in which their project was taking place. As a starting point, we meet Arantxa in a Berlin bar called Le Bateau Ivre. Between some coffees and croissants, she talks about her interest in orality. Along the way, she developed a practice called Field Recordings, where she offers people a platform to articulate their artistic practices.
I met Alice Sosa, is a friend of mine, so we met once, maybe 2 years ago or something like this, to have a coffee. And then at this moment I was doing, I was dancing as always, but as always, as the last 10 years, I mean, I was doing also like things on the street or so with Effie Europa, a friend of mine, we were doing for the Valeska girl birthday. We were to the place where she lived as a child. It was not far here in Berlin. And we did like a dance or something like this. And I was testing also these other kinds of relation with my dance, with what I like to do, dancing. And also, for example, with friends in Barcelona, with musicians. So taking all the opportunities to jump into the stage and to dance as quickly and without not so much reflection or to. It was a moment where I said, okay, I am dancing since maybe 15 years. I think now I can start to think that what I do, I don't have to legitimize through a discourse or whatever. I have to believe that I have already an experience and I can just dance and propose something, and I think it will be interesting also, even if I didn't work 2 months on it, you know? To use more in the quotidian life what I know or what I am always learning. And so at this moment I was already attached to a form that doesn't ask a preparation or and that has more to do with immediately. No. So
immediacy.
At the end, the radio it was not like this, but in my head it was the possibility to do something like this. So I wanted also to meet the public in other places, not in a theater, in the bar, and I was always, I think through the speak, there is always a liveness that I was interested on. So in my head, I had also the idea to do a radio in English with a friend of mine, because we don't speak English very well, so to take us as seriously speaking about big themes in a language that we don't manage with, and to have fun. And I spoke about this, and then Alice said to me, "Hey, and why do you do the? I would like that you do the next publication." I mean, a little as Miriam with you, it was Alice with me. And now I realize that she gave me a big opportunity because of experience, really. So, because she was interested about the radio. So then I had to write something, to start to think about how to do it. So I wrote something to apply for the money, for the European money, and I know that I wanted to. At the same time, I was working in this project, The Present, which I do with Lola Rubio since 2 years. It's a research project. And I didn't have the experience of explain my work, or I had serious difficulties. And then I had the idea to meet a friend of mine who is very nice speaking and listening. And she's working also in dance. And I asked her to meet, and I will explain my project to her as training, you know. So I did once. The day I went to her house, he told me, "Okay, we will record, because this is important. It's important to have this document." And after this, it was a very nice experience. And I said, okay, maybe there is a lot of people who had the same problem as I. So it would be nice to do the radio, but at the same time also to meet people to practice the articulation, to practice the language in our works. And so this brought me into the idea to do this kind of interviews, that finally I found this name, Field Recordings, because it's not an interview. It's more to use a medium, so the record machine, and me will be the motor, maybe, the person who do, okay, let's do it. But it's about practicize the language, I think. The language, the thoughts. Yeah, to create a space where we are not under the pressure of distribution of our works, or, you know, this kind of pressure. Really to practice how we work.
Yes.
I think they must be methodologies or things like this to go more deeply in this kind of practice. I am at the beginning, so maybe I can develop I think just now that maybe there are games or yeah. Now I have a first experience, I would say. I learned things, and maybe if I continue, that I think I will continue, I could start to develop a kind of games to bring the to use the language in a more ludic way, or I don't know, or maybe it's not necessary. I have to think about it. So we did the radio in Impresentables. It's a festival that happens since 10 years in Madrid every summer. And last summer, 2012, isn't it? 2012, it was the last edition. So Juan Dominguez, who is directing this festival, he invited almost everybody that he invited during these 10 years to work 10 days together, and we will find about what to work and so to develop the whole thing together. In a way, it was already a field, this arts field, and we decided to do the radio because, as I said at the beginning, I wanted to meet other spaces with other public, other representation spaces, and we did the radio in a jardin autogéré, jardin. I will find the word in English. That people develop the neighborhood of Lavapiés. Is a neighborhood in the middle of Madrid, and really is where La Casa Encendida, where the festival took part. So this garden is a big garden, and it exists since 2 years, and it can exist 3 years more. They have a contract with the mairie, with the government, 5 years long. So they are almost in the middle of the time. And they develop this place, this wonderful place. And we did the radio there during 3 days. It was 5 minutes far from the Casa Encendida, so it was really nice. And it was in compared to the Casa Encendida, that is a building that from a bank. So the bank is, yeah, and. It's really this building is full of normative, full of laws, or you cannot do whatever. You have really to be a civic. You cannot sit on the stairs. You have to always to be like a Homo sapiens, walking and thinking, and taking coffee. So the garden was a paradise to do the radio and to do the field recordings also.
You would do it.
We use all to go out to work. Ah, so these people who are working in this garden, they are also a field. I mean, they are a group of people. That are working together on something very concrete, and so the idea of fields come from there, because we wanted to meet these two group of people who are working also, and to see how much they have in common.
because they have a lot about organization, methodology, they have a lot of things in common.
It's also a term that you use in anthropology or in this kind of science, no? Field recordings, how would you say in Spanish or French? Grabaciones de campo. It's when you go to the place,
field notes.
Yeah.
That's how
you go there and you become the
anthropologist.
No, or the you take the information around you, or and you process also this. I don't know. This I develop only in these two places. Mm-hmm. So if I continue, I will think about this. It depends of a place, or I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, in this case, for example, with Impresentable, mm-hmm. your field is already defined.
Mm-hmm.
The field is defined by Juan, who invited a nerd artist.
Uh-huh.
So they are there, and the field is clear, and you step in, and you make recordings. But if you take the world as a
yeah.
thing, you could find millions of fields.
Yeah.
Do you think if you would continue with the project that you also maybe
but
then you take the role of a curator as well, that you say we have these people?
Maybe not. Now that you are asking me, I think if I want to, for example, let's say that I call you because I want to have a meeting with you. It will also be a kind of field in my head. I don't know what, I mean, there is always a reason why I call you to have a meeting. So, So maybe it doesn't depend on the place, and also not on the you are type of you are a part of. Festival or whatever, maybe yes, but maybe it's not necessary. Maybe I can ask you because it makes sense in my head, in what I am searching in this moment, and then I will find the field. But I still don't know. It's to let the thing open, still open, because.
After having discussed her interest in the notion of field recordings, one could wonder about the field Arantxa Martinez finds herself in. What is precisely that what brings people together, and how are desires and affinities expressed? For these questions, we travel to Arantxa's living room, drinking some more coffee.
Je pense que bien sûr, si tu demandes à n'importe qui de ces gens, ils vont toujours être entourés d'une autre scène. Et tu disais que Antonia elle est très bonne pour mixer ces gens-là. Je pense que tu me demandes, est-ce que tu te sens aussi entouré ou tu te sens au milieu d'une scène ou quelque chose comme ça? Oui, il y a les tendances de chacun ou les goûts pour les choses. C'est ça qui nous fait nous entourer des choses. Donc, il y a certaines tendances que je peux reconnaître chez moi qui m'ont dirigé vers un certain type de gens. Et il y a toujours une espèce de mix entre l'entourage plus familial, disons, l'entourage de travail, l'entourage des amis,
peut-être en dehors de la famille. Et tout ça, des fois, ça se mélange aussi entre eux. Moi, je pense qu'Antonia aussi, je suis assez proche d'un certain, d'une certaine pratique de création qu'on peut reconnaître un peu dans la scène de la danse contemporaine, donc que je partage, tu vois, avec des gens avec lesquels j'ai travaillé, comme Juan Domínguez ou Antonia ou María Jerez ou Isabel Chat, Lola Rubio. On travaille un peu dans le même type de scène et avec des questionnements qui sont pas toujours les mêmes, mais qui parlent de la même chose. En même temps, moi, j'aime bien aussi, où je me sens vraiment très lié à une scène qui n'est pas professionnelle, qui n'est pas professionnalisée. So, you understand me, no? So, si, ok. À une scène qui n'est pas professionnalisée, mais qui est, tu vois, pour moi, je ne sais pas si elle est plus importante que celle-là qui est professionnelle, mais en tout cas, elle a une force, si elle n'a pas plus de force, elle en a la même. Et par exemple, dans ce sens, tu vois, il y a des très bons amis qui font des choses à Barcelone, mais aussi à Madrid et encore ici, qui est pas dans qui ils sont pas professionnels, ils sont pas considérés socialement par des gens professionnels de quoi que ce soit, mais ils sont des artistes. Et puis et dans le cas de Barcelone, par exemple, c'est des gens comme Roger Fortea, ou Uriol Luna, ou Jara Crán, des gens avec qui je suis très en lien, parce qu'ils sont des amis, mais avec qui j'essaie aussi de participer à chaque fois dans des événements très... des événements qui ont lieu une soir dans un bar et puis c'est fini, tu vois, c'est très éphémère. D'ailleurs, la Jota, les vidéos de la Jota, que je ne sais pas si tu as vu, c'est la Jota, the striptease, the folk striptease in 4 minutes, that I did and that I will show in Brussels. It came because Roger Fortea, one of these people, they organize a kind of soirée about popular, social, or associations in the social context, and he asked me to do something for this soirée, and then I did the video because I couldn't be there to do the Jota in live, so I finally did the video. But so as always that I have the opportunity to do something with them, I do it. And really is another kind of energy also, and the work that they are doing during years, because it's really like they are very active. They do the programmation in a bar, they write books, they or articles, or they do concerts, they do performance, but never in a this professional context, and it's so good what they do, and they are very linked to to literature, for example, and they are very linked to music and also to sound poetry. And my taste or my tendency, I will be linked also to
of course, to the stage, to the performance, and to the body experience. But not only in this context that I know and that is really rich for me, where I work, but always with these people, and with the literature, and with the poesy, and with the thing that they bring to the, yeah, to the actuality or the. There is friendship, of course, but there is real interest about the things they are working on, and also I am always very, very interested in the way they do things, because they do things. Okay, let's do. They decide to do a special soirée about a writer, could be Boris Vian or Gertrude Stein or whatever, and then they prepare things, but always in the middle of the precarity, you know, it's like and they do. They don't have maybe a lot of time to prepare. They try to prepare, and it's more about the life moment, I think. The preparation, there is always a preparation, but it's more the life experience, and the kind of public that go there is not also the same that I used to meet. It's they are different scenes. They used to show in different places, not at all in theater, but still it can be also that they show something in theater, and it's more in bar context. And these people, they have a lot of qualities that I like. Performative qualities and also the imaginary when we exchange, you know, the imaginary imaginary that they have. I am total on it. Yeah. For example, we did in 2011. They proposed a special soirée about Talking Heads, the group. So everyone who wants to do something, they go. So we did something together, and this is an example. But they did also not it's not always the same people, but some of them. They edit a book, a poetry book, so they did a presentation of the book with a performance, or they used to do a concert. They have a kind of, they are always the same, so a kind of group, but the group has not always appears with a new name. It's always the 100 table or the 100 lamps or the 100 whatever, you know, and they are always active, yeah, and the work they did in the last 10 years is amazing for me, you know, but it's not at all in the
self-organizational and improvisational principles of the scene Arantxa is talking about link very much back to the development of the Echtzeit music scene that Andrea Neumann and Sabine Erklenz are talking about in their contribution for More Than Montai.
Even if they will ask for money, maybe they will not have it, you know? But the work they did, the last 10 years, because they were always there doing, producing. To apply for money is also a practice that when you have to learn, I think. For me, it took a lot of time since I started to write to apply for money, because you are true in a way. In Spain, there are no so much facilities to be support to do your work, but so there is it. Is it possible that there is something about the cultural context? And another thing is maybe that they are not in, I don't know, they are in another way. I don't think it's only the country reason. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of my friends, is also a way of life, or a way. Yeah, I don't know. I think they apply for money maybe to, because they during years they were doing a programmation every Sunday in a place. So they apply for money and they have it. But you know, it's more about the moment. It's too difficult to. You have to choose. I think it's you cannot have both. Or something like this. The to apply for money, it's a way to do that have a kind of consequence in the way, in the methodology you use, because you will think first, or you will invent a concept that is not still not clear, but okay, you will, so maybe half a year before, or even more, then you will wait for the response. You will maybe search for other people, and then you will do the project. And this is a kind of method, but it's not always the one who will produce art. It produces a kind of art.
This idea of the non-professional scene and organizational principles based on social relations brings us back to the radio project Arantxa and Nilo organized in Madrid. The choice of a garden was directed to bring people together and to create a space to socialize.
Yes, we invite people to eat because it helps to socialize.
Yes.
Okay, the idea came because. So the project that Nilo and me we developed, we wanted since the beginning do it not in La Casa Encendida, not in the context of the festival or in a theatrical space or place to do expositions, or so we wanted to be maybe in a bar or in a public space. I mean, a theater is also a public space, but not this kind. And so at the beginning, it was more the idea to do it in a bar, but which kind of bar? And then we thought we were in summer in Madrid, so it could be possible to do outside and it would be very nice. And so we started to think where. There were a moment also when we wanted to do maybe in a library, because in Madrid the last time there are some libraries that where you can drink a coffee also, but actually and this was more Nilo than me, I think he was not really convinced, because it will bring the same kind of situation in a way, because they has a lot of things in common with the theatrical space. So it has in common this that always is a kind of space very soft garde, tu vois, assez ou voilà, tu il va pas avoir de bruit extérieur ou ça va être tout le monde va comprendre ça qui se passe et tout ça. So then I think Nilo proposed me, why should we do, we can do it in an open space. And then he contacted a friend of him, Anouk, and she was the perfect person. She is someone, a Belgian woman who lives since years in Madrid, in this neighborhood. And she's very in contact with the with group of people with that are working together in this kind of projects, and she knows very very well where she is, where she lives, and she spoke us about a park, a public park close to La Casa Encendida, and also about Esta es una plaza, the place we choose. And then she knew some people who were doing the project, so she gave us the contacts, and we contact them and explain the project, and then they say yes. So it was, yes, like thinking in a public space where we could have or expect things unexpected, and also thinking in summertime, Madrid, green space, a place where we can be comfortable, and you know that where we are like moved through the things around. Because another thing important related to the radio and to the radio experience for me, we choose also to do the radio with a stuff wall. So we are behind stuff. We are not, people cannot see us, but it's like a children game, because in a way you can come close. It's very easy to come. To go through the other space, and we are there, and the people is on the other side. This produce that people is not anymore concentrated in the view, in the sense of view, and they are more concentrated in the here, and I am, if I would do the experience. I will be much more related with a three-dimensional space. I will be in the middle of something and not in front of something. And this is fantastic. also it makes a lot of sense with an open space where we get stimulate from different places and noises and smells or
The research on three-dimensionality relates to another project that Arantxa developed together with Lola Rubio called The Present, a research on image and visibility.
I am working with Lola Rubio since 2 years in this project called The Present, where we wanted at the beginning to work about the image. So through different practices and through the research itself, at the beginning we started to work with closed eyes, with eyes closed, and to experience more about other sense. So through this work, also through lectures and things like this,
What we propose now at the end of the of this first part of the project, it was a new. We wanted to propose a new organization of the different senses. Because in our days we are like in this pyramid where the view is the most important and the sense that, that we use the most, and the other senses are always under. So what we worked a lot with the aptic with aptic practices or related to the touch, also to hear, and it came all the radio and this time where the project where we were in the project came at the same time. So I was much more, I was really very interested in develop things that that has to do with other sense and not with the with the view. And also because we were working in the present, we try to be related to a entourage, a roundness or
surrounding
through the objects. So we are always speaking or trying to be in the middle of the thing, to create this three-dimensionality. And it's something that I see when I see the piece. I think we achieve to be in the middle of something, in the middle of this space. And so for me, it's related to three-dimensionality, and the radio brings also this kind of experience. And to finish with this, it will be also when you propose, when you activate several senses at the same time, so you are not only with the view, but you are stimulating, for example, the hear and the view, the experience is much more rich and confusing, and so I was in this kind of reflection at this time when we did the radio with Nilo. Mm-hmm. And it's all related. I think the project has the form that at the beginning it was, we wanted to do a piece because maybe because we were in this kind of mind, you know, as we spoke just before, you apply for money and you are like in a kind of methodology that you repeat and repeat and repeat. And even you don't think about another possibility. So we wanted to do a piece, or we wanted to work. And we did a piece, but we were not happy with the piece. We wanted to continue to work on this theme because we didn't feel we finish with the question that we use for the project. So
which project was it?
This was the present. So we decide that the name continues, you know. So as you want, we present the present the first time in 2010. In Impresentables, because Juan Dominguez was the person who invited us, the first person who invited the project. We present there, and we were confronted to. So we had a piece. It's very difficult to move a piece when, for me, it was and it is difficult to to show my work and to be paid also. So yeah, after 6 months we were like a little unhappy because we couldn't really show the piece what we should do, and but the theme it was enough interesting to keep in working. So we decide, okay, there is some people who works the music groups, they meet every week and they continue 2 hours or 3 hours and they continue. And as we were also in a familiar context with children, and because she has also a boy, and I had only Lelio at this time, but and we were not paid, and so on. We said, okay, let's work like this, and we keep going through this research, and then in last November, I had the Idoia Zabaleta invite me to show the work, and I proposed to Lola to again re-questioning the right problematic that we found the first time we did like a result. And also I tell to her, and then we finish with this because it's already 2 years. We spent a lot of energy on it, and now I want to have some answers. I mean, not from from the work, you know. I was like, now I need an answer. I need to be satisfied with. And not to have still this thing in my head, like, but it could be, or it will be, or so we become very pragmatic, like, what we need. So we need, I think, 3 weeks of work. We need to work with sound. That's why we invite Eduard. To develop also this level, and I prefer to stay outside because as we work with about image, we are working about the sense of view, and we are working with the experience to show and to be seen, you know. And there is, so we it was always very important to think about, I perform, but I need someone who watch my performance even in the rehearsal, because otherwise it's very difficult to develop the level of performativity. Or and so we became very pragmatical, and we decide, okay, Arantxa, I much prefer to stay outside. Lola wanted to be inside. It was much better to try a kind of continuity with only one person than with two. So it was easy to write like this, and then we finish these pictures, let's say it. But it doesn't mean that the project finished, because we have never worked with lights. Also, we had some opportunities, but only to do like a 3 days works, and we are now very interested. So the idea will be, let's continue with this kind of research that bring us farther and farther, and we would like now to continue, but to have a time to work with Severin Riem, who support always the project, and to work about lights and performativity, but in producing other things, new things.
The affinity of working with objects and materials led to an invitation by Petra Zabiš to join her in the creation of her latest piece, Relations, a choreography that attempts to amplify the practice of choreography to non-human dynamics and relations between things, artifacts, and objects.
So, before, only to clarify that things happens. For me, it's the first time I work with Petra. I know her since years, but as Alice Shosha, I know her since years, but we never worked together. So, and suddenly this year we are mixed in two different projects all together. Things happens. I don't know why. I mean, yes, I know, because we have some affinities suddenly in the work, and we come closer. But it's like this. It just all happened this year. And what we share in Petra's project. Since the beginning, I tried to know. I know why Petra invited us, because 2 years ago, at the same time he was doing the first residence time to do this piece, she was alone with object. At the same time, we were doing another residency with Lola and Mariona Nodin, keeping on the research of the present. And we did a workshop, Lola and me. For the first time, we decided to share this with other people, and we did a workshop. And Petra came. I went also to see the showing of Petra at this time. And actually, it was clear that we were, in a way, related, because both of us, we were working with object and sense, and but Petra, she had another approach. She was much more, she as performer, she was doing task or putting things together, and I, as an audience, I had always the approach to the object through the view, through the sense, through the name, through the relations, like this. And what we were proposing at the same time with Lola was much more a sensorial approach to the environment. So I think for Petra it was interesting to think in the possibility to approach also this environment through another door, so more sensorial, and maybe because her background, it was also interesting for her to experience this. I don't know, but it's clear. I know why she invited us to work. Then she invited us, and from the beginning it was not clear to do what, but I think she wanted to be close, and let's see what happens. Let's discuss. So we started to work, and what we share. So I think I keep my, I get much closer to Petra's work, and in a sense I understand what she is looking for, and this I am very happy, because you know, when you know people since years, and actually you don't have you never have a kind of intimacy. So, and also it was very interesting to see how things that seems to be similar, the object, the body in the middle, can be like very, very different. And So Petra developed something that we didn't develop in the present. Because in a way, for me, it was like keeping working in the research I am doing since 2 years. But it was nice because it was through Petra's proposals. And she didn't want the same that I wanted when I was doing present. She was searching for other things and other parameters. So she wanted really to develop something with the sound. And So I think working with her it brought me the possibility to experience this also, because she works with the sound in a concrete level. So the table here does when has a contact with my hand, but she create also a fictional sound level through Edward works. And now I think on it, because in a way what we are doing in the present, we are very concrete in a way with the relation, but there is a moment where we jump also into the fiction, but much more through the view, I would say, and the sound, through the utilization of both, I would say, is when the sound and the view came together, that it happens. So another thing that interests me a lot, because during the whole period of work I was really trying to know what do you want to do? Explain more, because I don't have it. And another thing that interested me a lot, but that maybe have not place in the piece when you watch it, is that there were a moment where I ask, okay, Petra, but all these objects that you brought, they were like things that she has in her place, sometimes not very attractive, a black lamp, a black one, you know, no, or a yoga mat. I use yoga mat, not very attractive, and there were a moment where I was like, Petra, but why this all this object and not others objects? And she said, because they are object produced in a la économie de masse,
mass produce.
So objects are produced always, and they are like they are. They are design products are attractive, but mass products are not attractive. It can be, but they are like and this I get very interested about this, how to show this. And then there were a moment I want to explain you because there were a moment where we were close to show this attribute, but I think it's not visible. We wanted to go to follow other waves. We started to put the object, like to show the object. I put the object on the floor and I show you to you. And several objects. And I noted that we always put the object like facing the face of what we consider the face of the object. If I show you the object, my first gest would be show you like this. And then we said, okay, but imagine with a lot of objects, so the experience is more important, eh? Not with only one is no so big. And then we said, okay, let's show the back of the what we think is the back of the object. And then things, very very nice things appears that we are not used to see or.
Yeah.
But it worked with this. And let's show the side. You know, and the experience that you do is totally another, because I speak my experience like this, but I think it's the same experience as a lot of people. We approach the object always in the same way, facing the object with, yeah. You know the record machine. Here you have the information, so it's logical in a way. You go here, but when I show you the under of the machine, you have another reality. Actually, you are confronted to a new reality. So then, for me, the mass produced object become very then I said, okay, I think there is something interesting for me, and I have something to say or to share. Yeah, now I look in the also in my TV, because I don't like TVs, so I put it there. So things happen because they happen, eh? I met Petra in the work context through the present. And now I met you 2 years ago with Four Faces, but we met, yeah. But now we have something in common, that you are doing these interviews, and I am very interested in medium work, also in the orality, and suddenly we are now exchanging experience. I am very happy that now I am the person you are proposing the situation, and I play, and you let me play. Mm-hmm. And you spoke me about the medium project, and now just before you show me the internet seat, and we could see how it works with the interviews, the image that are related, how they appears, so it gives me a lot of information, and it's not, and very in a very close way, because it's through you we are having coffee together. It's not me alone approaching the website. So, and you spoke me about the other website with the relation. And I spoke to you about the garden, and so, you know,